What's up, dudes and bros? This is Aaron Maslow with the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you're sitting down because this show's going to knock you off your feet. Oh, boy. We've got a couple of great guests, Simon Glaston and Sasha Supernov. These guys are here to talk about everything, seriously, from Bob Ross, Sublime, guitar solos, Who Loves Cats, Who Has Cats, the movie The Fly, Jurassic Park. Jamie's going to talk about David Duchovny and how she hates Tia Leone. Ooh, drama. Nick doesn't kill a girl, or does he? Find out later. And if you're an Edmonton comic, guess what? Simon Glassman is going to roast the shit out of you by doing an impression of your stupid face. Here's some stories about Universal Star. I'm sure that's a person you've heard of. And Dick Doc, this shit don't stop. Here we go. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, by the way, Simon's got a super secret message that he's going to share. And Tom Brent discusses ASMR. Ooh, ooh. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Here's the show. Let's do this thing. All right, here we go.
Oh, like I've already hit him in the head with a bone. I gave him a black eye on the first date.
What's her first date?
A dog bone. She smashed me in the face with a dog bone.
By accident.
Dog bone.
Oh, yeah.
What sort of dog
It was this big old bone. Okay, I have this
big old bone.
My dog has this like huge bone. It's like the grossest thing
so
I've ever seen.
So for the people that are listening to the podcast and can't see, she had her hands describing a big black dildo.
Yeah, it's basically roughly the size of like a big black, like think of the blackest guy you know and think of his dick. That's what the dog
bone
looked
hold
like.
On. Let me imagine.
Trying to think. Yeah. Could you give us like some celebrities that we could
Think like if Vin Diesel and like Morgan Freeman like had a
baby
be
a good
and
voice.
Like their dick. the voice and like the penis would
baby.
Be amazing.
That's the size of the dick.
Yeah, so that's what this dog bone looked like.
So you hit him with a
yeah, I know it was on
dick.
My bed and it's like a really gross bone. I was like, oh my god, this dog is putting a bone on my bed. And so I grabbed it and his face was closer and I like whipped it and I smacked him in the head.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, no.
Wow, don't smack people with dog bones.
And that's why we're dating.
Okay, Simon's drawing a picture of a dick.
Oh my god.
No, I was just writing down conversation topics.
Or just reminders, just little reminders.
Good.
Oh, no, conversation topics.
Nice.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. I'm your host, Nick McQuick. As always, in studio, we're joined by our fun, talented, and visually impaired sound engineer, Tom Brent.
Lies.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for noticing.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah?
This week.
That's good. This week.
Yeah.
This week. Well, we take it week by week here on the Quick and Slow podcast.
Absolutely.
Because people don't even want that much.
All about our anachronisms.
Yes, indeed. And as always, in the studio, our wonderful executive producer / bird lady, Jamie Nall.
Hi.
Hello.
I've only cried three times today.
Three times today? Wow.
No, just twice.
Oh, okay. What?
Three just
You've
had a good
already
ring to
destroyed
it.
Your character three before we even started.
No, but like three had a good ring to it, but twice is the truth.
Well, we'll
I
see
can
what
make
happens
you cry
on
again
the
if
podcasting.
You want.
We'll aim for three.
Wait, wouldn't it be a great day if on the same day that Nick ate X number of eggs, Jamie cried the same number of times?
Oh, I can eat way more eggs than she can cry. I can eat 24 eggs.
We can find out.
I don't know. How do you
next episode of the Quick and Slow Comedy Show.
Well, I don't know if I could do it in the time that you
Somebody
eat
call
eggs.
Domino's Pizza and we're going to see if they deliver cooked eggs.
I need the whole day to get my crying in.
Oh, I thought it was raw eggs, Nick. Your whole character.
Raw eggs? She's not raw crying.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
it's
means.
Pretty raw.
All crying is raw. Fucking emotional.
Visceral?
Fuck.
Are we talking visceral? I can eat visceral eggs if that's what we're doing.
Visceral.
Jeez.
That sounds like bloody.
And we have so many guests. So many guests. We got Sasha. We got Simon. We got Josh. Got them all.
Sasha and Josha.
Yeah.
Gross.
Oh my god, that's your celebrity couple's name. Is
Sasha.
Josha.
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 Josha sounds
or
like.
Or would it be Sosh?
It would be Sosh, because
Sosh sounds like, or Sosh. Sosh sounds like if you were wearing socks and you stepped in snow. Sosh.
Sosh.
Sosh. Why are we all just saying Sosh now?
My celebrity couple name is also Simon.
Name one other celebrity Simon that isn't Simon Cowell.
Simon Pegg.
Yo, why?
Shut up. I didn't ask you, Nick.
I'm sorry if that was too immediate.
It's fine.
What's your other Simon? What's your Simon crush, Simon?
Yeah.
What's my Simon crush?
What does Simon say?
Which is, oh man. First of all, thank you for the question. I don't know any other Simons that I like.
I feel like that might be a lie, a bold-faced lie.
No, there's a couple that are good.
Yeah.
What about like a Samson? Is that close enough that you'd like it? Or like,
yeah,
Samson.
Like, yeah, we could probably like go Simon adjacent.
Simon adjacent?
Yeah, Simon adjacent.
We're talking about Simons, not Jasons. Right, everybody. Boom, let's start this podcast.
Let's get her done.
Do you like a Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman.
Fine. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Was that a horse
guns?
Exploding?
No, does anyone remember those shitty guns?
I had like two yo-yos that did it.
Is this mostly sound effects?
No, I think it might just be
like... It's been a while since you've been on. Now we do sound effects. That's what Jamie's here for. We couldn't afford the app to do sound effects, so Jamie does them now.
I do a fun impression of my girlfriend that is mostly sound effects. We were looking for like one of my shirts, and she was like... I don't think she was just like really tired, but she said it like this. Like she was looking for... It's like a bee shirt. It has like the design of sort of like a bee on it.
Uh-huh.
And she was like... Where is yacht? But she's like, I've been doing that to her face for like 4 months now. It's not gotten any less funny to me once.
How funny is it to her?
She laughs every now and again, you know.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. That's
good. Where? Yes.
Every now and again, what did she do like the other times?
Crying times?
Yeah,
it's mostly crying.
He's just punching her in the feelings.
This is like my girlfriend.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding.
You're the worst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joining us on the podcast also is Simon's girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the word. You know, that kind of sounds like the antagonist from Throw Mama from the Train.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Grandpa, stop.
Is Grandpa turning into a parrot?
Yeah. Does Polly want a cracker?
That was a shitty fucking movie.
I don't know why
you... Shut up. Are you
with the movie Polly? Are you talking about the movie Polly?
Or like a long...
We're broken up.
I haven't seen Polly.
Polly is the best film ever made.
You just think that because there's birds in it. You thought Good Burger was shitty.
Yeah, what do you think of Rio? The movie Rio.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Parrots Talk.
Parrots Talk.
Actually, I've not seen it.
Is that a Kanye West song? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Parrots, you know that old expression, parrots talk?
Yeah. You know that one, right?
Yeah. Everyone's familiar with that, right?
Yeah.
Stitches get snitches and parrots talk, right?
Yeah.
That's
how
it works out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up on that.
Okay, Polly is the best movie ever.
I think that's from Goodfellas.
Because what's his name?
Are you telling me that we've peaked this podcast like 3 minutes in already?
It's done.
We're more like beaked, am I right? Parrots talk, guys.
Whoa.
Boom. I'm actually, you can't see this right now, podcast listeners. I'm getting high fives from the whole room. Even the producer.
I'm just really glad that I'm not the only one that's making those jokes this time.
I actually have to go home, so I'm just going to go now.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us for the first 2 minutes of a podcast.
No problem. It was great.
So, Sasha, you've been a comedian now for...
A year and a half?
That's like 12 months and then six more.
About 18 months. I could have babies twice.
Oh, there you go. Double
or you
comedy
could have
babies.
Not.
Well, I didn't. So
I can't because I have a vasectomy.
Oh, that, yeah.
But I've been doing comedy a long time.
Yeah.
So.
Really?
Yeah, you betcha.
Local celebrity Nick McQuick doing comedy.
The local.
Crazy.
I am the most famous person in this room right now, and that's about as famous as I get. I go to 7-Elevens where more famous people are there, and I'm like, fuck you, Joss Clausen. Why are you here?
Joss Clausen? I saw Joss Clausen in the parking lot of the Cineplex.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Jamie, you didn't even see him. I pointed him out.
I saw.
He's very cute.
Listen, I saw Joss Clausen, too.
Joss Wheaton, Clausen, whoever you are, if you want to come on the podcast and fight me, we will have a burger-eating contest.
Absolutely.
Bring a camera.
I'd love to fight Joss Clausen.
We need to seriously just pump this on Twitter about how this is, like, going to be a thing. Like, Nick and Josh are going to have some sort of, like, contest.
Okay. Yo,
like, pressure him into it.
Pressure
him into it.
But neither of you guys are in any way famous at all.
I know, but listen.
Thank
Fuck you.
You,
Simon.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Oh, did, is this a reality free zone?
Hey,
yeah,
always.
Hey, buddy. Parrots talk, okay?
Yeah, they
we
do.
We all know that.
True. Parrots talk.
That's such a true fact.
It's a true fact.
So true.
So much fake
honestly.
News out there nowadays. Good, get a true fact.
Right.
That's what we do here on the Quick and Slow Comedy Show.
I love
nothing true but
facts.
True facts.
True facts with Zay Frank? That shit's awesome.
What?
Yeah, you guys have never seen True Facts with Zay Frank?
Are you talking about True Detective?
No, True Facts. So it's, he's like an internet celebrity. He's like was one of the first guys to do vlogs. And what he does is he gets like animal videos and he like does this David Attenborough voice over top of it. But he's like just making it up the whole time. God, you guys would really like it. Fuck off.
Okay, cool.
Would I? Thank
That's
you.
Good.
Yeah.
That's fun. You know what's funny is there's one listener listening to it going like, yeah, he's totally right. But like the rest of them are like, what the fuck is that talking
one
about?
One listener yeah. and then end of sentence.
Yeah, there's one listener. And thank you. Thank you, Simon's girlfriend, for tuning in.
Hashtag savage.
Oh my God, savage.
I've been drinking.
Yeah.
Surfboard?
Surfboard.
What?
Surfboard? I've been drinking. I've
Surfboard?
Been drink. I love
yeah, I've been drinking a whole bunch.
Yeah? What are you
Have
drinking?
You?
With
I
your mouth?
I drank a whole bunch of...
you drank?
Hold on, guys. Don't all jump in at once.
Okay, what'd,
sorry.
What'd you drink?
I drank a whole bunch of beers.
A whole bunch of beers.
Yeah, down the hatch. Down the hatch. What sorts of beers?
It was Alexander Keys.
I know that.
And then like
beers.
Four other ones.
That's not
random.
Lonely at all. Brought all his friends to your stomach party.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody's having a good time down there. For now.
For now.
Yeah. Do you have to do comedy tonight?
Yeah.
That'll be good.
That'll be fun for you.
That'll be good. Don't worry, we got some pizza to serve you up. And you had a rack of ribs.
Had a whole rack of ribs today. Are we really going to talk about eating ribs?
Can you describe it like slowly and
yeah,
like?
What,
can you
what
just
sort
like,
of sauce? How were they?
Good sauce.
How were they cooked? Like what? How, what was the consistency of
it
the
was,
meat?
It was grilled on like a barbecue.
Really? Okay. Were they parboiled first? Yeah. Like
Are
how long
from
did
a pig
it take?
Or a cow?
No, like regular pig ribs. You know?
Like pig
like
ribs. Okay.
Like a lot of things have ribs, Simon. Like, so you're gonna have to be specific.
And what makes
yeah.
this pig
yeah,
regular?
Shit lord.
Are these boneless ribs?
Yeah.
What's
no,
the
hashtag? Not all ribs.
Yeah. Were they charbroiled?
God.
Like what sort of ribs are we talking here?
Yeah.
How did were they like? Did afterwards? Did you lick your fingers? Were they that good?
Did it like?
Just write down ribs. He wrote down his itinerary. His itinerary that he has. He wrote down die.
Question mark. Honestly. Yeah. It's yeah. on everybody's
So stay
list.
Tuned. Stay tuned, people that turn off podcasts 10 minutes in.
Yo, I'm so glad I will listen to your podcast past the first 10 minutes. I will not listen to Mark Maron. I'll skip the first 10 minutes.
Oh yeah, he just talks
well,
about chocolate chip cookies.
That's where he just
cookies.
Complains about his life for a while.
No, he talks about
that part.
Chookies. You know Chookie from Jersey Shore. He talks about cookies and cats for 10 minutes,
oh
and then
God.
He brings the president on, and I'm like, really? Did I need to hear about like a double chocolate cookie before I heard the commander in chief?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you listen
That's
to Obama talk. You have to eat. Or sorry,
you have to eat chookies.
When you listen to ex-president Obama talk, you have to eat.
Former, yeah, Obama.
Former president. Former.
Wait, who's the president now?
Boyfriend. What?
Donald Duck.
President? Donald Trump.
Donald
Shut
Duck.
Trump.
No, Donald Duck. You're saying
Donald Trump.
Donald
Trump.
Duck. Donald Trump. Duck. He was in the Navy? No, he runs the country.
Does he, though?
The Illuminati does. We all
well,
know.
Yeah, we all
yeah.
know that.
Donald Duck has about the same temperament as Donald Trump.
Are
That's funny.
Brothers?
Wait, you're talking about the Coca-Cola Classic Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really rag. We've got them right here in-house.
Do we?
Lots of Coke products here.
Coke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coke overlords.
Yeah. So what is your favorite soda?
My favorite soda is actually Coca-Cola. Yeah.
For real, real?
Yeah, for real, real.
So, like, you take a pint of Coca-Cola. How many ice cubes there?
Like, gosh, a ton. Nothing better
yeah.
than, like, just
okay,
so
just
much ice. Like,
dripping in ice.
Just like,
yeah, I just love watering down my delicious
No,
because
you drink the Coke.
So they
and
taste
so
a lot more like water.
You know what? I don't need your sass right
Do you
now.
No, he's right, though. That's why you should drink Coke. Everybody's talking about, everybody drinks Coke with like just like no water in it, but it's like you can make your Coke way more healthy
well,
if you just add half water.
No, did you guys know that Coke and Pepsi are like different because Coke was made with more sugar because it's made to taste better warm. And Pepsi is made to make taste
Coke was originally made with cocaine.
Okay, we know that.
Are you sure?
Wow, that guy at parties. Yeah. That's one of those like cool trivia facts. Wait, did John Lennon beat his wife too?
Are you saying we shouldn't?
Is Tool the greatest band of all time?
No.
I'm sorry if you think that. I don't want to be mean.
I'm not sorry.
Sorry that I'm not sorry.
That's one of those like cool trivia facts that like it's ubiquitous. Like everybody knows that Coke had cocaine in it one time, but it's still interesting. But it's like, yeah, I knew that 20 years ago, bro.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you find the dumbass who didn't know that, and you can tell them, and you can like brighten their day or like ruin it because they're like, oh my god, like cocaine.
You can like punch them in their ignorance.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing to do.
Or so you hit him in the face with a dog bone.
Yeah, dog bone right in the face. Yeah, that'll mess up your whole morning.
Special.
That'll mess it right up.
So it's nighttime.
Do you use cubes or chips for ice?
I usually use cubes because chips, I don't have like a fancy like fridge. Mm-hmm. So
but
like
chips are less good anyway.
You don't have ice coming off the.
No, I don't have one of those. I don't.
What's it like to be poor?
I don't know. You know. Good question.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll let you know.
I'm getting all that local celebrity money, so my fridge is just decorated.
Holy fuck!
All that local.
This is a nightmare.
Local Edmonton celebrity Nick McQuick.
So, Josh, how do you drink your Coke?
With rum.
With rum. There you go, Cap Morgan's. Leg up. Yeah. Spicy rum. None of the white rum.
White rum is disgusting.
Yeah, I know. I had white rum once, and then I totally didn't kill a woman. So, Simon, how do you drink your Coke?
We get it.
Yo, I drink my Coke with the blood of the women that Nick McQuick has slain in the past.
Well, that's then the you're only way I can really fully thirsty. Come. You're
Jesus fucking Christ.
Anyway.
Yeah, so Sasha, you've been doing comedy 18 months then.
18
so,
months.
Yeah, you've been all over the place.
18
round,
months.
Round,
that's
round.
What the podcast is.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just going
Bring
off track
around.
And then
trying
to remember where I was.
Trying to go back, you know, loop it down. 18
so,
months.
Yeah, you've been on all the stages in town, basically.
Almost.
Which one haven't you been on?
Maybe I have. I don't know.
Have you done like a tight five at Taco Time in the mall yet?
Actually, that's coming up next month.
I'm going to be headlining that.
So are you?
Yeah,
nice. Good to know. I have like a tight five.
It's good. Yeah. I'm doing a spicy 40.
Are you a spicy 40?
Doing a spicy 40 at Taco Time.
I was
going to
do like a diarrhea five.
Yeah. That's when you clock out. Understandable.
Yeah. Just like eat like a shit ton of Taco Bell and just like go on stage while I have to like really poop and like. Hope for
you
the
think
best.
That actually,
you know?
You know what? People have said that that actually helps if you go on stage, if you have to pee, you have to poo, and then you have like the adrenaline of like that feeling of like wanting to shit so bad, and then
honestly,
that adds to how good you are at comedy.
Every time I've done really badly on stage is because I didn't go pee before. So,
oh, you got a weird ritual.
I have a nervous bladder. Like I just have to
is
pee
Donald
all the
Trump
time.
There. I was just being topical.
God,
never mind.
Okay. Listen.
So you get a nervous bladder.
I do.
And
I
you
do.
Keep it in your body.
I do keep it in my body. Most times. Yeah. Sometimes it falls out, but I usually put it back in, like, quickly. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Endometriosis style.
Yeah.
Pop it and lock it.
Talking about prolapse.
I wish the listener could see your face. How hard you're like,
Nick, take a picture and post it on Instagram.
I'm not, no, I can't
oh
do
my God.
That.
Yo, I don't want this to happen.
He's waiting
no.
so hard.
Just like four people just picked up their phone.
If it makes you feel better, I was actually going for my licorice all sorts. Because
Nick McQuick is an actual old man.
Yeah, actual old man.
Actual Nick old McQuick. Man, Nick McQuick.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. You hit right there.
That should be your, like,
actual
new name.
Old man?
Yeah,
is
actual
that my rap
man.
Album? Actual old man, Nick McQuick. Yeah. The youngest old
parental
man in the world.
Discretion is advised.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much so.
Very much so. He didn't kill any women, though.
I know.
Just a few cats.
Yeah, just a few cats, you know, here and there. I was making a Franken cat out of them. That's all.
Yeah,
good.
You know, like, it's good
are you a
science.
Cat person?
I am a cat person. I'm a dog person. I love cats, though.
You're cats. A cat person, you're a dog person, you love cats, though.
No, I love dogs, but I love cats.
See?
Like, cats are, like, my favorite thing in the whole world.
Above
so you get,
all
like, fully
things.
Erect for cats, but you're, like, a semi for dogs?
Not, like, fully for cats, just because, like, I can't get erect. Like, what do you, what?
Like, you.
Like, maybe you should, like, get a different word.
Okay, we'll use a different word. You're, like, three bagels and a ham sandwich for, like, cats, but you're just, like, two bagels and a tuna sandwich for dogs.
Yeah, but instead of tuna, like salmon, because
yeah,
like
salmon is good too.
Salmon, I love salmon. Yeah, salmon
you read and bagels chips and lox
with capers.
Yeah, bagels
capers
and lox with capers. Oh, oh my, that's really good.
Cream cheese,
good stuff. You ever have bagels and lox?
Bagels and lox.
LOX, lox. Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, it's really good.
What's lox?
Smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon.
Oh, shit.
Oh, cream shit, cheese. Son.
What? Shit, son. We're going to get that.
You don't even need. You can get a Cora's.
Cora's.
Yeah.
Farmer's
or just
market.
Grocery store.
Yeah, farmer's market. Kay. Synagogues.
What's a grocery store, first of all?
Yeah, all right. There are those places
grocery
where
store is like a big 7-Eleven.
Really? They have those?
Yeah.
What?
They call them Costco's.
What?
Costco.
Yeah.
Costco.
Yeah, you can even buy a refrigerator or two there.
Oh, maybe one with ice.
The yeah. Oh! Ice on the door. Live like a baller. Have you ever seen like Cribs? Yeah. Yeah. Once, that's all you could afford.
Yeah. And then my cable cut out. It's tough being poor, Nick.
Yeah.
You should try it sometime.
I don't think so. So what's it like the cat situation at your place then?
I have a cat. I don't live with her, though, because the people I live with suck.
You have
so
a cat, but you don't live with the cat.
No, because
you just have like a neighborhood cat that
no,
you fancy?
No, she lives with my uncle.
Okay.
Because I can't have her at my house right now.
Oh, you're like a bad parent. You're
I'm a bad mom.
You've like lost custody
I,
of your
it's like
cat.
I sent my kid to boarding school.
Did a strange man sometimes in a suit come by and grab you by your pussy and take it to your uncle?
Yeah, and then he ran for president.
That's that pussy.
And then he won.
He won it. But not like the popular vote though, right? Like
no, just like the
fucking electorate.
Yeah, electorate.
You know,
I know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. I like to pretend like I'm really into politics, but really I don't give two shits.
Yeah. Well, Simon, you have cats?
No.
You have dogs?
I don't have
get
dogs.
Get some spiders.
Oh, yeah.
Simon just remembered one of his bits.
He's like, and I'm like, nice joke, Simon.
Good job. Good job. Pat on the back.
High five over there.
I want to summon the beasts. Oh.
Josh, you cats, dogs, lizards, monkeys, what you
cats
got?
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs, yep. Yeah.
Great Dane.
Great Dane. Yes. It's sounds like a pretty good Dane. I mean, let's get it. What makes it so great?
He runs around the backyard with my cat in his mouth.
Wow, okay, that sounds pretty
and the cat is still alive,
oh, alive
and
cat
loves
okay
the dog.
I was wondering if maybe you just had like a dead cat.
Yeah, no, just play with the dead cat.
We do get tons of dead birds, though.
Tons of dead birds? Is that from the cat or the dog?
Both.
Oh, both. Wow, okay. That's a no-fly zone in your backyard, then, I guess.
Literally, no-fly zone.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. Parrots
because
talk
of the flies
parrots
that the
talk
cat
yeah
eats.
Because of the flies.
Literally. That's why I meant literally.
Yeah. Like, legit.
Did you like the movie The Fly?
I love the movie The Fly. I watched
it's
it
terrifying
in the past 2 months.
I watched
it. The movie gets better the more times you watch it.
I watched it last year because it's scarified. It's so scarified.
Scarified.
It's the most terrifying
is that
thing
the
ever as a child. The Jeff Goldblum one, though.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Do you guys find it sexual at all?
Jeff Goldblum is sexual.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum I find sexual in all things. He adds that element to
yeah
the plot.
Yeah, he's
my
got really intense.
My girlfriend has like a she loves Jeff Goldblum. She has like a
what does she sound like when
does
she's
she
telling you?
She also love body
I need to
horror
hear what she tells like when she's telling you that. What does she sound like when she's telling you that she loves Jeff
she's
Goldblum?
She's like, have you seen that? I'll be like, hey, have you seen the DVD for The Fly? And she'll be like,
yes!
I'll be like, Allison, shh.
Not in the house.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You're
it's
embarrassing really me in front of all my
how
friends.
Are you embarrassed?
No, this
you
is Simon talking to Allison.
Yeah,
you're embarrassing me in front of. What?
She'll be like, where's my dignity? Or like, she'll be like, where?
It's funny because like, your girlfriend totally does not sound like that.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't at all.
No, oh, she doesn't. You dick.
For the audio listener, he's crossing his fingers really hard.
Pizza.
Yeah.
You.
But honestly, like, I find like the movie The Fly like up to the first like half, like almost pornography because it's just like that. Jeff. It's not that I'm attracted to Jeff Goldblum, but like
I am.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not unattracted to him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
But it's like them. They're just like they're such a like a good couple, and they're I think dating in real life when the movie was being filmed.
Oh, so there's real chemistry.
Oh, okay.
There's like a real genuine chemistry, and they're just like the way that they be fucking in that movie. It just
see, I have this. I got a rule. Like, I just came off set, and like, I don't date anybody I work with or like not at all because women are scary, and you can't be alone with them because then like people will think you killed them. But like, you totally haven't hasn't killed any women, right, guys?
Oh, no, my God.
Normal thing. So what do you think of the fly?
Hey, Nick, why don't you just let it die?
Yeah.
I
just
did.
Like you let your ex go.
She's so embarrassed.
I'm so sorry that came out of my mouth.
I know what I implied.
Oh, my God.
Sasha, it's okay. It's all jokes. We're good. I know. You don't have to worry. You don't have to
no, like I know, but sometimes like I'll say something and I'll like panic a little bit because I.
You're a comedian.
I know.
You
but okay.
Say funny things.
Okay, whatever.
Remember that time that Aaron, he did his intro and he was like, and Nick's on a 30 episode
streak of not killing women.
That's still the best.
We have that. Yeah,
you guys
that
should have like a ticker being like 10 days without Nick killing a woman. Yeah. Every podcast started off like that.
Do you figure that would be a really interesting Tinder profile? Just pictures of me in like 10 days I've killed a woman.
Yeah, you're just like,
yeah, my arms crossed, like a Walmart kind of photo, like a nice little Sears one,
oh,
wearing like
God.
A ill fitting suit, smiling, crossed arms.
Local celebrity, Nick McQuick. Yeah. Oh my
God. Get the background of the books doing the thinking man pose is what you just ran across the room to say. So Sasha, have you seen The Fly?
I have not seen The Fly, I think it was like a Treehouse of Horror, like a Simpsons episode, and they did like a fly thing, and I saw that. And I was like, I basically like seen the movie though. So
it's in the
cool.
zeitgeist, so like it's being parodied. So it's good
cool.
Thing.
Yeah,
Josh,
yeah.
You ever seen The Fly?
I have never seen it.
It's like Jurassic Park, but instead of dinosaurs.
It's flies.
It's one fly.
Instead of dinosaurs, it's
big
fly.
Is the
it's
fly.
A fly.
Same like Jeff Gold. It's
oh, is it shit? Is that the one where they like switch bot? Like he like becomes a fly, and like the fly becomes him. Like no.
No, that movie is the doesn't exist.
That
well,
movie
it
is
will.
Bad. this one he gets into like some sort of phone booth and fly bites him, and then he turns into a giant fly.
Oh.
So like Spider-Man. So like Spider-Man.
So yeah. But like the shitty Spider-Man.
Yeah. Who's the worst Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Boo.
Agreed. Yeah, like,
no,
agreed.
No.
Take a walk.
Because
take a walk. Take
shut
a walk.
The fuck up.
Yellow car.
No, they're all like I like Spider-Man, but I think Tobey Maguire like is just like an awkward person, you know? Stop.
You mean like how Peter Parker is a nerd?
Peter Parker?
Awkward?
Yeah, but Tobey Maguire.
Exactly like Tobey Maguire.
When you're watching the movie, you get secondhand embarrassment because you're so awkward.
I'm on a fucking table over there.
This is almost unusual audio.
Nick just poured me like a big thing of what is it?
All sorts
assorted. Like wine gums and different tastes, and he poured it out. It was like three black wine gums. It was like getting coal in your fucking stocking.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, "Hey, yeah, this is for you."
Honestly,
like, aren't you happy with the three chunks of black licorice I got for you?
I would rather die than have that happen again.
You are the third person to say something along those lines to me today, offering the black licorice.
This is why Nick needs therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Therapy.
Black licorice.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha, quick, stuff. What's your Instagram?
Sasha Bear. SASHABEAR. Sasha Bear.
BEAR. What the? Sasha, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Yeah, all time.
Okay. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Just because I said it.
No, actually, like 100% Jurassic Park.
Wow. Yeah. What
I just got a Jurassic Park t-shirt for Christmas.
Did you? I love my Jurassic Park
I think
Park
I
t-shirt.
Saw you in that a little while ago.
Yeah, I love it. I love Jurassic Park.
It was very nice. Are you just saying that because she said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Simon,
yeah.
This isn't going to change the fact that we're not friends. So.
Yeah.
Just because you like the same movie as me.
At least you, like... How do you rate The Lost World as compared to Jurassic Park?
I'm one of the few Jurassic Park super fans that like really loves The Lost World. Not just because of Jeff Goldblum, but also like having a Tyrannosaurus Rex running around the streets is like a really cool way to end any movie.
I've had like three nightmares of that happening.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Yeah. I would be like one time I was little and I was like riding my bike in my dream and I was like in the neighborhood and then that fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex started running at me.
Wait a minute, you owned a bike when you were a kid? What's it like having
no, it was a dream.
Oh, okay.
I said it was a dream,
dreams.
Nick.
We all have dreams. Yeah.
No.
Josh, feelings on Jurassic Park?
You better first fucking like it.
Jurassic Park or Jurassic World?
Jurassic Park and then Lost World and then Jurassic World.
What about three? Nobody talks about three.
Yeah, what about three is one of
You know why
favorites.
Nobody talks about three?
Are you choking on black licorice?
The bitch that stole my husband is in three. I never will watch it.
Choked on black licorice, shot it out of your mouth, caught it in your mouth, and apologized. So points, I'm going to say.
Sorry, a lot of stuff happened. Jamie just like revealed something.
She's madly in love with T.L.E. Idier.
Who's
T.L.E.
Excuse me.
Which guy?
What guy?
It was David Duchovny.
Oh my god!
When he got married when I was 13, I cried.
Oh my god!
And Tia Leone's in that movie, and I don't watch movies with her in it. There was a
You're missing out. She's a great actress.
Listen, she's a cunt. There was this action figure
the audio
that came.
Was so perfect on that. That's going in the intro.
There was this action figure from like Jurassic, whatever the third one was called.
Jurassic Park 3.
Just Jurassic Park 3. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, there was an action figure of her, and I like ritualistically like defaced it, ran over it with a car, lit it on fire,
all sorts of things. She's so pretty. She's Madame Secretary. Yeah. Show Madame Secretary.
Really? She stole my husband.
She's the titular character in Madame Secretary.
Yeah, she's Madame Secretary.
Madame Secretary.
Yeah.
Sexy.
No,
she looks great. She's got a great family.
She is really pretty, and she had nice hair. And when I was little, I really wanted to have hair like her and like outfits just like her, so I could be the same as her.
So David Duchovny wanted to be her.
Yeah, because then David Duchovny would love me instead. Duh.
I feel obviously. Like a whole bunch of German people agreed.
Duh.
Yo, that wasn't obvious at all.
Stay woke, Simon Glassman.
Anyway.
Stay woke.
Okay, the pizza man, like,
Simon,
got
you salty.
Lost. He got eaten by wolves.
You salty, sea dog.
Yo, I don't get drunk very often, but it's like, when we do.
When you do, you turn into a salty ass bitch. It's
Yo, I'm
fun.
A salty bitch, guys.
It's fun.
Simon the Salt Lick.
I am such a Samantha.
You're the Samantha, yeah. Feelings on Samantha, Sasha?
Samantha? Who's Samantha?
From a sex...
Oh, I've never actually watched Sex in the City.
Me either. Congratulations.
But I have better things.
These are the references.
Yeah, constant. Like, yeah. I know, like, Carrie and, like, Samantha.
Oh, we all know
they
Carrie.
They all have sex, and they're in the city. And that's all I know.
Yeah, I believe that is all the information given to you by the title.
Cool.
In the city having sex.
You know,
it's another great piece of media.
Yeah.
It says everything you need to know in the title.
Yeah, it's like all you don't really need to dedicate the time, and like you could do anything else and you'd still understand
Friends?
The basic concept.
Yeah, I was going to say Friends.
Oh. Yeah, Friends is good.
Friends, isn't that the show where they all like kill each other looking for like...
No, that's food? Saw. You're thinking of Saw.
My bad.
Wow.
My bad.
Hey, yeah.
There's off base, and there's way off base, and then there's that.
Yeah.
You want to fight
off
me?
The moon
base. You don't like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
I don't like Tobey Maguire.
You for that.
Spider-Man 3 left a bad taste in a lot of people.
Okay, I'm sorry, but like watching him act in Spider-Man like gave me secondhand embarrassment. Like I was embarrassed the whole movie. Like it was embarrassing.
That's how I feel when I watch Meet the Fockers.
Right? Like secondhand embarrassment is just not an enjoyable thing
to
have.
Yeah, no, I hate that.
Like it's just and Tobey Maguire is like the physical embodiment of like secondhand embarrassment. So
I just
Is Tobey Maguire a poor man's Elijah Wood or is Elijah Wood a poor man's Tobey Maguire?
Honestly, I don't even think they're in like the same spectrum, so.
Yeah, I think they both are shitty.
I think Elijah Wood is less shitty because he did get the ring to Mordor, so
yeah, you got it. Yeah. Well, buddy Sam Jack clap knees or whatever.
Holy
fuck.
Confused the last part of Sam Jackson's last name with clap knees.
What's the other hobbit? What is that guy?
Samwise.
Gamgee.
I was pretty close with clap knees, guys.
Sam,
you know, when
clap
you're just
knees?
Like you're talking about Sam Boil Jackson and you're like Sam Jack. Jack knees.
Boil them, smash them, and stick them in the stew.
A lot of people have like knees.
You know that you're not wrong.
Yeah,
that's a really good observation, Nick. You're really good observer.
Can I tell you guys a story that happened on Friday?
No.
Hold on, I just gotta ask Tom. Are we open for stories right now?
You got 30 seconds.
Okay, we got some time, so yeah, you can. Well, we might go over, but you're in on the stories.
Oh, is there like a...
No,
a,
not at all. I'm just making this.
Okay. Well, thanks for making that as comfortable as I
That's why I'm the lazy boy.
Honestly.
That
That was the worst setup to a no punchline ever.
I literally feel like
they're comfortable.
I know. I feel like I'm being walked off a cliff perpetually on this.
You should.
Okay, this is the story that happened to me on Friday. I was doing you guys know I do caricatures, right? Mm-hmm. That's my whole job.
Yep.
It's like big heads and tiny bodies.
Your Instagram is Caricatures by Simon.
That's my primary job. That's how I make my living. Cool. I got hired to go do a birthday party downtown in the arena, like near the arena. It was like one of the big lofts. Mm-hmm. And I walked into the vestibule, and this guy he made me wait there for about 20 minutes.
Wow. In the vestibule.
He came out, and he was like, yo, I got to go get food, so just go up to the loft and get set up. And so I like walked up, and I realized like that was the only person who was at the party who was going to like know that I was hired to do the party. He was the only person that I knew who was going to be there.
Okay.
So I walked into the like the apartment, and it was just like a huge party full of like lots of happy, fun people, mm-hmm. but none of them knew that I was supposed to be there.
Oh.
And I had like my little caricaturing sign and all my markers, and I set up like a little chair and a couple other chairs to draw people with, and for about a full hour, there was a radius of about 10 feet around me where nobody spoke to me at all. Nobody wanted a caricature. And it was like, it's literally like, you know how you can tell like a really, like a somebody's apartment by like having a samurai sword there? Mm-hmm. You know, like immediately like the type of person. This guy had 15 samurai swords.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Which I had time to count because I was alone and quietly sitting by myself.
What was his tool record collection like?
I didn't see any tool. He had a whole room. This loft was like gigantic. Mm-hmm. There was a whole room dedicated to only shirts.
What?
Oh, a shirt room.
Only shirts. There was naked sushi.
What?
Fully naked sushi. There was a lady who was there, and she was naked.
Do you have any pictures you drew of that? Chef. Do you have any pictures you drew of that we could see?
No, I didn't. I didn't take any pictures. Everybody looked like a person from Jersey Shore.
Oh, really?
You could see everybody's nipples through their shirts, guys and gals.
Guys and gals.
And this one guy, for the whole time I was just like sitting there quietly, kept coming up to me and being like, hey, are you a Jew?
Oh my God.
And I was like, I don't want to talk to you. And he kept coming back, getting more drunk. And while I'm sitting there, people are also snorting cocaine right beside me.
Oh my God.
Off of a naked woman, or is this a different sushi
woman? There's no naked woman being snorted. It was just a regular table.
That's fucking
lame. They're eating sushi off a naked woman, but they're just snorting cocaine off a table?
Yeah, losers.
That's not even a party.
Not even a full party.
Okay.
So they're snorting cocaine. Guy keeps coming up to me. It's probably like four or five times that he's like, are you a Jew? And I'm just like, I don't want to talk to you at all. And then finally, I was just like, I was so bored. At one point, he walked up to me and was like, hey, are you a Jew? And I was like, yeah, I am. And then he's like, yo, shalom, we all be Jews over here. And then like, literally like half of the party was like, yo, shalom. And then the guy Mike finally came back to the party. He was wearing a yarmulke, a kimono, and holding a samurai sword.
What the hell?
And everybody started singing like, happy birthday. And he cut the birthday cake using the samurai sword.
Oh my.
And for the whole rest of the night, it was amazing. Everybody wanted a caricature, and I was tipped probably like $400 or $500.
Jeez. You're making this up.
No, okay.
It can't be real.
There's no reason why I would lie about this.
He's got so now he has 16 samurai swords because he brought an extra one.
Well, he was like outside. I think he has like a samurai sword in his car for occasions
well,
like
we all
this.
Do. But like, I wasn't counting that one.
Yeah,
so.
I have at least six.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just have one question because it's an amazing story. What's the difference between a vestibule and a foyer?
Gosh, I don't know. I think vestibules it's an enclosure.
Oh, okay. And a foyer is more like open. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. Sounds good. We're gonna take a quick little break and then we'll get back to more of what are we doing with this podcast? What is even whatever? Enjoy whatever we're about to talk about.
Hey guys, it's Nick McQuick, the host of the podcast you're listening to. I just want to let you guys know all of my tour dates for comedy are on facebook.com/Nick McQuick. If you guys hook me up on there, I'll try and get you free tickets to all the shows. Anyway, back to the podcast.
You know how to say shower
also,
in French?
There's like a weird sense of reality when you're smoking. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
You see like a bunch of
I've never smoked a cigarette my whole life. I don't even know how.
I've seen you smoke cigars, though.
I smoke cigars. What you do with cigars, you just pull it in your mouth, taste it, and blow it out. I've never inhaled smoke. I don't know. No. Well, I was in a house fire once, but like I didn't need to inhale smoke.
Of course you were.
Yeah, I was escaping, though. I got out. I set the fire because all the doors were locked, and I need to burn a wall down to get out.
Does anybody, do you know what I mean by like sort of just like seeing people smoke? It's just like those are real people doing a real thing that are.
No, I see it in movies all the time and they're characters.
Oh my God, when I
watch personalizing Simon.
Yeah, I like it might be just me projecting my own feelings.
Well, that isn't that you could just feel very saundered. Like, is that a word? That saunder is a word. I don't know. But
I think saunder is sort of like when a horse is moving at like a medium speed.
That's saunter.
Yeah, when you're you feel really sauntered.
No, saunter is a different word.
Okay, how many Scrabble points are you getting for this conversation?
Saunter is like, a different word that is not a word.
Saunter is a word.
The realization that each random passerby is living a life as vivid as and complex as your own.
Oh my God, guys! I figured it out. Really? Bernie Saunders. It makes sense now. He's a man for the people.
Okay, so you're going to have to leave.
No, my name is on the podcast.
Simon,
you're doing a secret message.
Simon runs the Nick McQuick podcast. It's actually secretly him behind the whole scene.
This is like smooth listening.
It's all him. Secretly.
It's jazzy.
He's going to give me ASMR.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Simon Glassman.
ASMR.
I just
is ASMR.
Is anybody else into that shit?
I don't know what that means.
ASMR.
What's is that
ASMR?
Where you get like a you start
into
choking?
It? That's the only way I can.
It's
come.
The Wumba Wumba. I don't know. My mom fucking gets it. I don't get it. It's like a feeling.
Let me say that again. The only way I can come.
Thank you.
Autonomous sensory meridian response is a euphoric experience characterized by.
What's the A again?
Autonomous.
And then what's the other ones?
Sensory meridian response.
So do you have to be near the equator for this?
No. It is a euphoric experience characterized
from watching Martha Stewart do craft.
By a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck.
When you listen to like good music?
Well, no, that's
no,
different.
No, it's different because I get that
it's
one.
Different
yeah. But like
Sasha.
This is another feeling that some people get from watching like quiet, slow things. And
quiet,
Bob Ross.
Quick and slow.
My friend just watches people fold towels. And she says it makes her like tingly and relaxed.
Do you ever watch Bob Ross and you're like the back of your head goes all
well, no,
I
like,
love
I
it.
Like
and I get no buzz. I get none of this.
I get this shit hard.
I don't get any of those.
Sometimes I listen to Bob Ross.
Maybe
it's
that's
the only
what's
way
wrong with you.
Come.
Oh,
like
Bob that? You figure the list is that short?
You're make a tree and then make another tree because everybody needs a friend.
Everybody needs a friend every day.
You're
going to not have a friend. What are you doing?
Simon.
Out there in the streets all alone.
Part two of the podcast is ASMR.
This is.
Yeah, let's bring it down a notch.
This is the Simon Glassman Calm Time Show. We don't want him to get too worked up because then we're going to have to call the police again.
So you're going to have to shoot
Nick
me full
did
of
kill
hello.
Another woman today.
No, no.
So
totally
how many women have you? How many women does that make you?
Zero. All right, everybody.
Make zero women.
Zero.
How many are we doing?
A sensible chuckle.
A sensible chuckle.
this next session of the Quick and Slow podcast, let's bring it down a notch. Does everybody really listen?
This is the slow part of the podcast.
You can tweet at me, at Nick McQuick, and guess what? They were all smoking during the break. Come down to this.
Excuse me.
It was the body of a dead woman that Nick did earlier in the day.
Mixed with...
Cute, sensible
chuckle.
If you can
just keep it a little bit quieter. Okay?
Keep it a little... Oh,
we're
sorry.
We're recording this in the Edmonton Public Library.
Right, my bad.
And
I don't want to get kicked out of there again.
Don't want to get kicked out of there. Naked and screaming and
again.
Afraid.
No, that happened.
Yo, I actually watched a woman die at Stanley Milner Library.
Okay. Hilarious
what?
Story.
Speaking
but,
of
like,
the library,
down
I can't go back because I one time I rented like because I was I was just learning guitar at the time and I got a tab book of some like a Linkin Park album and then I moved and I accidentally brought it in my collection of books. And I was like, oh, look, now I can never go back. And I checked my library fees like a couple years later, and they just keep accruing.
Yeah, forever.
And I'm like, I can't go back.
No, man. In grade 6, I rented out Weird Al's Greatest Hits Volume 1.
So not a Linkin Park thing?
No.
I thought we were
Weird
on
Al's
the Linkin Park.
Hits Volume 1. Okay. And then I returned it late and then lost a library card, moved from the city, moved back, ended up trying to get a new library card, and they were still like, you never took back Weird Al's Greatest Hits Volume 2 in 1996.
I thought it was Volume 1.
Guys,
sorry, I had Volume 2, sorry.
We were
so
a little out of format right there.
The armor.
Yeah, we're a little bit off the format here, so Simon, if you want to go to your Linkin Park story so we can get back.
First time that I saw Linkin Park, I was like, is this the next wave of music? Because it's just around the same time as Limp Bizkit. But at the same time, I was like, It's a little bit too aggressive.
They
and
had
doesn't have like
different motives than Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park.
I know that Limp Bizkit's main motive was to break stuff.
I think that also he did a lot of it for the Nucky.
I think that
majority, you'd say?
I'd say like a high percent, 65 and above,
to
mainly
me, Limp
for
Bizkit
the Nucky.
Is
I
just
keep my Nucky percentage
eyes
above 30.
30% is a decent Nucky.
Do you remember that guy's eyes?
Which guy? Wes Borland?
That Limp Bizkit eyes.
Limp Bizkit.
Love that guy's eyes.
That's like the whole, he made his whole, he wore contacts or whatever that made his
whole
eyes
black.
With that
song, She's Got Limp Bizkit Eyes.
Wes Borland.
Are you talking about Betty Davis?
I'm telling you.
It was the first time I'd ever
seen that.
Fuck
off,
Nick. Oh my God.
She's got Limp Bizkit eyes.
Now everyone has weird contacts.
No, that's true. Yeah, no.
Okay, guys, you're getting a little antsy there. Come on, let's calm it right back down, okay? Josh, your first.
Yeah, when I hear other people talking, I'm like, I want to talk also.
Your first Limp Bizkit experience, Josh.
I don't know. That's a
you
good
don't
question.
Know. Have you ever heard of Limp Bizkit? Is this your first experience?
Yes,
we're
it
having
is.
Right now?
Actually?
It is.
Okay, well, don't eat the whole thing.
I'm good.
That's great.
You guys ever come up with, like, fun Weird Al parodies and then they're just like, no. Like, I was, when we were talking there, I was like, I did it all for the Snooki. Then I was like, that's dated.
Well, the other day I was talking about phone plans and I actually said, can't find a better plan. And then I was just like, that's fucking, what's that, Pearl Jam?
Even flow.
can't find a better man.
Couldn't find a better plan.
Well, actually, we were looking for a simple plan, but you get a half point.
Simple.
So I'm a dick.
Yeah, I'm a
dick.
I'm
addicted to you.
Sasha, your first experience that you had with whatever we're talking about, is it Linkin Park or
Limp
Bizkit?
Well, I lost track. Then there was Simple Plan, and
Lump
I just don't
Busket.
Know. Yeah. Lump Bizkit.
Yeah, you ever heard a Lump Musket?
Yeah, I actually, the first time I ever masturbated was to that song, Lump Bizkit.
Lump Musket,
yeah. Lump Musket,
yeah. Yeah, Lump Musket. I love Lump Musket.
Yeah.
That's, that does sound like a Sublime song, though. You know, because they're the worst band of all time. I just wanted to. Sorry, I want a recording of me saying that so that you can play it at
get
my funeral.
Let's get nice. Let's get clean audio. He wants
Sublime
clean audio
is
on this.
A terrible band. Anybody who listens to this and also listens to Sublime, start doing heroin now and then fucking kill yourself. That band is so shitty.
What's your favorite Sublime song?
Oh, man. I mean,
they're all bangers.
It's only to torture my enemies, though.
Chumbawamba.
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 That's my favorite Sublime song.
Yeah. Chumbawamba. Tub thumping.
I wouldn't know Sublime if, like, they came up to me and was like, yo, we're Sublime. I'd be like, two?
Well, one of the guys, all of the Sublime songs were like, yo, I smoke weed in the morning. Everybody's having fun.
No, he smokes two joints in the morning. He smokes two joints at night.
Yeah, he smokes joints. That's the
he
main.
He smokes two joints times a piece.
Yo,
times
we're
hard.
Getting
well, he
bogged
he also
down.
Underlying anxiety issues you should be dealing with.
He also doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't practice Santeria.
Yeah, but I mean Santeria, I think.
Then he plays like the worst guitar solos when he's like, and I could play the motherfucking guitar like a motherfucking riot.
I just
he's like tick 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 tick.
I just know that. Oh my God!
Wait, is your girlfriend in Nick? The band?
Yeah, what is your girlfriend?
He's like, where's that guitar solo? And my girlfriend's like. Yes.
Yes. Oh, oh, man. People that didn't hear this last week are going to be so confused.
Oh, shit. They'll be looking for last week's podcast and they'll be like,
hold on, Jamie asked. Jamie's got a great question here.
The question is, did you like Sublime when you had dreads?
when I had
wait, what?
Guys, I used to have dreadlocks. There are photos, Tom.
There
can
are.
Easily
this just
find
in
them.
Local celebrity Nick Quaid had dreads.
Yeah, I had dreadlocks. When I had dreadlocks, most of you what I was worse. Listening to was death metal.
Oh
guys,
my.
So
like, ooh, like, give me some
you
names.
You just knew Sublime words.
Killswitch
like,
Engage.
He had dreads before.
Is that what you think death metal is?
Yeah.
You fucking poser.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Are you calling a guy that had
it's
dreadlocks a poser? Are you
yes.
calling a ginger with dreadlocks a poser?
Absolutely.
Excuse me, sir. If you're trying to buy weed off me while you're calling me a poser.
Honestly, I think I just figured out why you have such bad luck.
Why I have bad luck? Because
yeah.
I made
cause you had dreads.
Out of a blind cat while I was under
I was
a
just
ladder.
About, like, every
while
white
killing
guy
a woman.
Oh my god.
Every time.
There's
100%
I look like Sideshow Bob.
It looks
like worms.
Red dreadlocks.
Yeah, it looks like Sideshow Bob is playing bass for porn.
Why are you wearing two?
Playing bass for Korn. I have to address that. That was too funny. Yeah, I would put my dreads up in a top knot, and it would be like a scorpion's tail.
That's
that
so racist.
I'm
what?
Oh my God.
Yeah, cowboy hat and dreadlocks.
Ted Nugent.
Sorry, guys. We're going to have to name the band that I was a front man of. What band would I be a front man? With a cowboy hat with red flames on it. Oh,
I don't know, but it would fucking suck.
So are you saying it would be Sublime?
It would be Sublime, probably.
Yeah. Do you know how many people would try and buy weed off me because I had dreadlocks?
A lot, probably, because there's a lot of stupid people in the world.
And then they would be like, you're a poser, and walk away, and I'm like, what is even happening?
Honestly, you're just so innocent.
Yes. They were right because you thought Killswitch Engage was death metal.
Yeah. Mm.
Fucking
and Dope.
Nerd.
Have you heard Dope?
Dope.
Who?
Dope. D-O-P-E. They do a song called Die Motherfucker. The chorus is they just keep saying Die Motherfucker.
I have heard that song.
Die. Yeah. It's
a
really good
song.
This
is my favorite.
Understand what they're saying. It's not
No,
metal.
You can't. You really can't. But they repeat it enough that you kind of get the gist of it.
Nice, just
I'm
like my
such
mom.
A Pop-Tart.
You're a Pop-Tart?
Yep.
What? Oh, okay, that's good.
Pop music, but also like for Pop-Tarts, Kellogg's Pop-Tarts.
Nice, nice,
Sasha,
nice.
What is your least favorite band?
Least favorite band?
The one that you hate the most.
Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic
Monkeys? Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, okay, Arctic Monkeys.
I was
Monkeys?
Swallowing the same time I said that.
Oh, my gosh.
You're swallowing your rage as you said it.
Arctic
swallowing
Monkeys.
My
okay,
them.
I'm going to see if I can know a song from the. Is they do something? It's like either like Last Night or The Girl of Tomorrow.
Okay, Last Night's The Strokes, bro.
The Strokes.
They wish they were the fucking. Like, that's so annoying. They wish, like.
It's totally like the whole generation of post strokes.
I usually take a nap after post stroking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe you should have.
With William Hannigan.
Nice.
Because
this ties together so nicely.
Nice, nice, nice.
Highly
implied. I don't even know
anything
about Arctic Monkeys.
Does anybody
know
an Arctic
either.
Monkey
I just
song?
Do they sing a song?
I have
about
Arctic Monkey song.
Do you have an Arctic Monkey song on your phone?
Do they have a song
phone?
About throwing poop in the snow?
Yeah, snow poops.
I wish, because I'd probably like them more if they did.
What? Okay, so you dislike them, but you go out of your way to have them.
No,
on
I
your
mean,
phone.
Like, I just, I thought I would like them more than I do.
They were
disappointed.
They were
adolescent.
Like, and I, like, just because all my, like, all, everybody's like,
overhyped.
Oh my God, I love the Arctic Monkeys. Like, you should listen to them. They're so cool. Like, it's, you should
why
listen to them. And I was like, download it.
You do a really bad impression of Simon's girlfriend.
I wasn't trying. I was just, listen, anyway.
Just
no.
Listen anyway.
fuck. Well, where was I going with that? Oh, no. Okay. No, everybody's like, you should listen to them. And so I downloaded like all of their albums expecting to really like them. And I hated every single one of their songs except for like two.
Wow.
It was, they all sound the same.
Brainstorm. That's a good song. I gotta say. The rest
know.
Of the everything
like
they do is bullshit.
I'm
but
sure
Brainstorm
I know like
song.
A couple of their songs and don't know I know them.
Maybe like
here. Let me.
Do you want to know?
Just oh yeah, that's
that's,
a,
that's
yeah.
Their song. Or are you?
Yeah,
oh,
I have
okay.
That one.
I thought you were asking me something, but you were like,
you
I'm
can only
oh.
Do this for like 17 seconds.
Yeah, and then we have to pay for it. So
oh my, annoying.
Oh, I have heard
it's
this.
It's annoying.
I have heard yeah. This.
Everybody knows
yeah.
It now.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
heard it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
We
oh my God,
that.
I have
it's
it on my
Bell
phone.
Mobility commercial.
That's what it is. They play it in movie theaters.
Do
they play it for like the phone company?
Do they?
Yeah. If you get the telephone company and the electric waterworks, you get like $75 or something.
Oh, cool. Cool. Good to thanks, Nick.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Always mm-hmm. Taking notes with you.
Josh, what's your least favorite music group of a band or people that perform music
that's
and songs?
You're such a
of some sort?
I can't think of one.
No?
Like, honestly, I can't.
Can you think of any band whatsoever?
No.
Like
nope.
I cannot
no
think. I can't. My mind is just like completely blank right now.
Wow.
I understand that. Because someone asked you and you're just like, well, there's so many things.
I went on my phone to try and find the least favorite band and couldn't even find one.
You couldn't find
no.
One?
No.
Wow. What about you, James?
Gross.
Me.
I already know mine.
What do I not like that much?
Okay, we'll go to Tom and then we'll go to Jamie.
I fucking hate Imagine Dragons.
Oh my God.
Well, I really do hate that
song.
That's pretty annoying.
I really do hate that song.
They're like pretty over.
Seriously, if Imagine Dragons was ever like in my presence, I would probably really want to shove my foot up their asses.
Collectively?
Yeah.
Your one foot just
like,
up
I would
all
have
of their
Imagine
ass.
Dragon
isn't there like six of them?
I think
I would have Imagine Dragon shoes.
Oh.
Imagine Dragon skin boots. That's
yo,
what
I
am
can I just say something? It's a little bit embarrassing. The first first joke that I've ever written was about Imagine Dragons.
Really?
Could you, yeah. Would you mind telling us?
Do you want to tell
us? It wasn't even a joke. It was just like I read the lyrics to Radioactive, where it's like, radioactive, radioactive. Welcome to the new age. What is this? This isn't a song. This is the dust cover to a young adult novel.
I knew it would be a good payoff. Beautiful. So I'm like, I don't want to start drinking my drink.
That's funny.
Coke Zero everywhere. So you're sticking with Sublime, though, Simon, right?
I went through all of high school with everybody talking about how great Sublime was, and they fucking suck.
You just dated yourself.
Like they genuinely are not a good.
So
band.
When the lead singer Bradley Notley or whatever, when he died for Sublime,
yeah,
totally loved Sublime when he had dreads.
Did you go and what'd you do?
What did I do? I went to the World Water Park and fucking had a great day. Well, it's bullshit because he talks about smoking weed and he died of heroin overdose. It's like, why write a song about doing heroin so much?
Weed is a gateway drug.
Oh, yeah. Apparently weed is a gateway drug. Confirmed. There you go. That's what we do here. We get to the bottom.
We get to the facts, you know? We're here to make it better for you. Exactly. And by you, I mean like the collective.
Tool is the greatest band of all time.
Yeah.
The Illuminati is true.
Yeah.
And John Lennon beat his wife.
A couple weeks ago, we had Tobin on and we found out that there's no gods. So
nice. Well,
yeah, I really, statistically speaking.
I know. It's really nice to know that there's no gods. Jamie, what's your?
You guys want
to
hear my Tobin Spencer Lang impression?
Yes, but you're gonna have to.
I feel very uncomfortable in my own body all the time.
Wow, you were just
Tobin Spencer Lang. I died for a day.
It sounds a little Sylvester Stallone, but there's definitely like Tobin.
No, I'm basically Tobin.
Say Adrian, but is Tobin?
That's so accurate.
Simon, stop trying to do my voice.
Oh my god, impression. Oh, that's so
I guess we're going to have to
close
tag Tobin in this podcast.
Like he's
now.
Right here.
Showing up halfway through.
It's like, Tobin, is that you?
Okay, can I just make a request, Simon? Can you actually, people. Like.
Okay,
do
I'll do
impression.
The request.
Welcome to the new age. I'm radioactive. Radioactive. Wow.
Hold on, I don't want to pay for the rights to this song.
But, like, seriously, Simon. Can you just do impressions of other Edmonton comedians?
I can
forever?
Do. I can do actually like most.
Do Nick McQuick right
oh
now.
God.
Oh my god!
No,
yes.
I can't do. I can't really do a really good Nick. I can do. Right now. I could do Steve McGovern, which is not bad.
Introducing to the stage Simon Glassman. Simon Glassman coming to the stage.
For the listeners, Steve McGovern's a strip club DJ.
I could do Will, which is not bad.
Will Hannigan. What is it, like spoon me?
20! 20!
Why is he British?
I could do Brent Aiden. I'm Brian Titan. Brian Titan. I know that all of these people have done impressions of me, so I'm okay with this. Yeah. Name a comedian.
Tamara Appleton.
Tamara Appleton? Yo, fucking Tamara Appleton over here!
Little Joe Morty. Pesci. Little Joe Pesci in there. Yeah.
I was corn the whole time.
You seem like a rapper when you're talking like that. Like, I'm waiting.
I was corn the whole time.
Karina.
Aziz Ansari.
Karina Morton.
Karina Morton. Babies.
Babies.
Oh, here's
I didn't say. Sorry, you thought I said Tommy Pickles. I said Karina Morton.
I was trying to do a Mike Danber
he's
the other day.
He's
a Mike, did you say your Mike
oh
Danber
my god.
Oh man, I feel. I wish I could have practiced before this. Fucking. Oh no, it's Lisa Baker. I could do Lisa Baker. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about cars.
Get in the fucking car. Get in the fucking car.
The car.
Get in the car.
It sounds like if she was drowning.
Sounds like if she.
Yo, I'm Lisa Baker. I'm in a pool. Please help me out.
Get
out
of the
car. Somebody get the car. I'm in the pool. I'm drowning.
I really love to hear you do a Brett McCrindle.
Hey guys! Hey,
man.
My eyes are red because of smoke weed.
Everyone's gonna listen to this one.
No one is gonna listen to this one.
You just have to tag everybody.
Tag everyone and be like, you have to listen to
with
hear
special guests from.
Yeah.
Anybody got another? I could do this all night, guys.
Yeah, Aziz Ansari.
Aziz Ansari.
Hey, I'm Aziz Ansari.
Take me to your president.
You are so good at this.
Thanks, man.
You are like incredible at it. You're so.
That was really good.
You're so confident.
Yeah, it's really all about confidence. It's
you know, confidence
and about
is
all
key,
those beers.
You know?
Yeah. And also, yeah, being
well,
drunk.
Well, beer is how you get confidence.
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah.
have another? I could do a Sasha Supernault.
Oh, I yeah, swear to God, do it. I swear.
I swear to God.
I swear to God, do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was amazing.
Hey, thank you so much.
I'm like, wow.
Okay, one more comedian and then I am.
Sean LaCombe.
Sean LaCombe? I'm not funny enough.
I can do a really good Simon Glassman impression.
Simon, the depth of a grave.
The depth of a grave.
The depth of a grave. That's what everybody. That's the only joke anybody remembers. That and like okay. Tiny baby ice cream.
Tiny baby spiders no. everywhere.
Tiny babies.
Little the baby spiders. Right? No, come on, guys. We only live for a week doing this.
That was a year ago. That joke.
That was a year ago.
Year.
Oh,
happy
so they're
birthday.
All dead by now.
They're all dead.
They're all dead.
Yeah,
live in a basement apartment. The depth of a grave.
The I'm depth like a, of a grave.
Why are you doing? You're I'm like, a, I'm like you don't need to do an impression of yourself. You just talk.
I guess that's true.
You're not wrong.
Your impression of yourself kind of sounds like you're Will Hannigan, though. So.
Adam Dick. Or are we done?
Adam Dick.
We don't have time for that. We don't.
Guys, my name is Adam Dick.
You kind of sound like.
Here's 10 minutes
character.
Of silence before
you sound
my
like
set.
Joel. What's his name? What's that guy's name? From Family Guy.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like Peter Griffin.
No. The parrot, the cripple.
Yep.
Oh, the neighbor man.
Joel.
The neighbor
Joel.
Man. Yeah.
Joe. You sounded like Joe.
You sound like yeah. Patrick Warburton.
Joe. Right.
that
that
guy
voice
fucking crushes
name?
It in Series yeah. of Unfortunate. That
I like
so
it.
Good.
He's like my favorite. He's like really good.
Isn't wait, who said that already?
What?
He's crushing it. That's Mark McHugh.
Yeah,
already made that joke.
That wasn't a joke. That's an opinion.
Yeah, you did good. You did really good.
Yo, that's why I like that status.
Yeah,
no, that's why
he
I
liked
it
so
it.
Much. He'll like share it with us here.
Yeah, yeah.
On
yeah.
the podcast.
Yeah,
I'm sharing that status currently.
Yeah,
with your voice to the people.
Okay,
it's
one more
evolution.
Edmonton comedian.
Yeah, one more Edmonton comedian. Okay, yeah. Let's. Not, you're not doing Sean LaCombe though, right?
I can't do
Matt Aladine.
Matt Aladine. I can't do him.
We can't do Matt Aladine? No, big shoes to fill. Bill yeah. G.
Bill G?
Yeah.
I've only seen him one time.
God damn it. Okay.
Jesus.
Who else do we have? Oh, I know. Simon, your girlfriend does stand up, right?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Thank you, I've been Simon.
Damn.
You guys seen Universal Star on the?
Oh my!
Universal Edmonton Star. Comedians? I was just asking Mark because Universal Star came to Yucks on Thursday and I wasn't there. I was like, "How did Universal Star do?" And he was just like, "What do you think? He bombed and bailed at 2 minutes."
Okay,
so
for
like,
the
really, he bombed it at 2 minutes.
I think that we should illustrate this for the listener. We're not giving a nickname. There's actually
okay,
a guy called
go
Universal
on
Star.
Go on Facebook and search for the fan page of a guy called Universal Star.
Well, you shouldn't do that because then you're gonna make him think he's cool.
Okay, well, you don't have to like him or like him. Like I'll you can like him ironically.
You can like stalk him for a little bit.
He'd be into it.
Yeah, he probably would be.
Okay, we should all go around, tell the stories, and then I have the best Universal Star story, so I'll tell mine last.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if everybody tells their story and yours is the worst?
Yeah.
What then, Nick?
I need to add a part of Mark's story in, too.
Yeah, you got to add some of Mark's.
I feel like you're overshooting yourself,
mine,
Nick.
The hubris of my story will erode on its own.
Just okay. like your life.
Didn't kill anyone. Jamie, go.
I literally texted Karina like yesterday. I was like, Universal Star shows up. We are giving him 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And she was like, absolutely not. And I was like, all right.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Jamie.
You guys have all had encounters with him and his manager?
Mm-hmm.
His manager? Oh, my God.
Twice.
Okay, so first thing, Courtney, Mark's girlfriend, was working and... She was in 7-Eleven, and they come up. They walk into the 7-Eleven and just start pitching stuff on her.
Okay.
And they were all just like, hey, hey, hey. You know how they were. Finger guns ablaze. And yep. and they gave her a business card, and then she took it back. They
She took it back to Mark. They watched all his videos. Mm-hmm. He thought it was wonderful and hilarious. Then when they fucking come to Yucks, he cornered him in like the only corner where you can really fucking corner somebody and just made him watch all of them. And it's like every video after video, it was just like, I wasn't going to show you this one, but...
That's the worst thing you could do to a person.
Actually physically cornered. And Mark was just sitting there being like, because he's incapable of being mean. And he was just sitting there being like, uh-huh. And having to not pretend that he hadn't already watched these and made fun of him one time. And then I was just kind of sitting beside them just being like, yeah, I don't know. But they were just so, like, dude came in, the manager guy, and he was telling everybody with no fucking shoelaces on that their shoes were untied. Oh hey, buddy, your shoe's untied.
Yeah, I did that to me as underdog, and this is my reaction. Nick, do you want to role play for a second?
Okay, I'll just say, hey, your shoes are untied there.
That's me walking away.
I love it when you forget that it's an audio podcast.
Oh my god. Okay.
At JB, one you were point, saying.
Yeah. Oh no, it doesn't even, I'm pretty much done because like between everyone you'll find the character. Their suits were well fitted but dated. And one had a purple tie and one had a pink tie.
Yeah. You can tell that he looks at himself when he works out in the mirror going, oh, you're so funny.
Fucking hate.
Oh my gosh. Guys.
What is he working?
They were
out?
Like, we're
because he worked. You could tell that he like you because you know like I notice things. Okay, I notice things about people.
Yeah, when you're at the gym and you notice him talking.
No, like
to himself.
I was like I was stalking him, laughing at him, like we all are.
Yeah,
doing.
We all did.
We all did. We're all doing it. Like, come on. I was doing it, and then I noticed. I was like, oh, he looks like he's like try. Like he obviously wants to try. Like he's. He works out, and so like, and then I just had like a funny thought. Like he's like in front of a mirror, just being like, "Oh yeah, you're so funny."
You are universe.
Mr. Universe. I don't know. I'm like flexing. I'm really.
I would. I would never do that.
Really?
Personally?
That comes off as a surprise, Simon. That seems off character. Yeah,
that doesn't sound like a thing I do every day.
Really? I totally would have pegged you for someone who would have done that every single day.
You know who would peg me? Will Hannigan.
what would your girlfriend have to say about that? In the butthole, right? That's where?
It's the butt.
That's where you'd get pegged, right? When she asks where, it would be in the butt.
Yeah, every time.
You mean he wouldn't let him dock you?
Is that just like two penises together?
That's like a foreskin and like a knot, or it doesn't. Does it have to be a knot foreskin?
If you got a big enough foreskin, no, you can be foreskin. Right
foreskin on foreskin, you just have to put one inside the foreskin.
What? It's like
okay,
when a
well, yeah, then
snake.
We do that also.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Cool.
As long as one of you has foreskin, you can do it.
Yeah. Only one foreskin required.
Oh my god, guys! I just found a video called Extreme Boat Docking. I'm trying to Google docking right now.
You were Googling docking to show us dicks going into each other,
but
it's
all
in
I found was boats.
You're like, damn it.
Penis docking, not just docking.
Yeah, you might have to be a little more specific for this one.
Dick dock.
Dick dock. Are you talking the Kesha song, Dick Dock?
Dick dock on the clock.
Okay, I guess I'll do my Universal Star.
Yeah, go for it.
Kill it, kill it.
He came up to be an underdog.
If this isn't funny, I'm gonna leave.
It's so difficult to paint a picture of them.
I'm just kidding.
They really need to visit the website.
Yeah, he came up to me at underdog, and he told me my shoelace was untied, so I said it's not. And then he just kept telling me jokes while I was on my phone texting with somebody, and he was like, you aren't laughing. Are you sure you're a comedian? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you don't seem to have a good sense of humor. I'm like, okay. And then he was like, you're not making me laugh. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not. And then he was like bragging. And he's like, yeah, I'm doing this show and that show. And we're going to be doing the comic strip on Tuesday. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, I talked to the guy who runs it. We're doing it. And I'm like, oh, well, make sure you're on time because he's a real hard ass. And then I'm sitting in the comic strip across from Scott Porteous. And he walks in. And he walks up and he's like, hey, just so you guys know, I'm a big deal. My client's coming in here and I represent him. And then he goes, so, guys, who runs this thing? And I'm like, me. And he just turned white as a sheet and was like, oh, do you remember me? And I'm like, yeah, you're the guy that said I wasn't funny. And then he's like, oh, well, I'm really sorry about that. How do we go about getting on the show? I'm like, oh, you put a piece of paper in a hat with a name on it, and we'll pull it out for the draw. And he's like, oh, okay. All right, well, I'm sorry. And he kept apologizing and being really weird. And then I do the draw, and he didn't get on. And then he walks up to me and goes,
hey, if I were to slide you a little bit of money, could we maybe get a couple minutes on stage? And I'm like, no, not at all. Please. Not even a little.
Like, you would need the money. He should have declined to, like, another show and done that.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have been it for sure. Like.
But then... Universal Star came up.
I'd have sucked his dick. I don't care.
I'd have sucked his dick.
Exactly.
wait. He would have paid you money. You would have sucked his dick and given him stage time?
No, he would have paid me and me letting
him. I'm not even finishing my story. We're going to get
how
much
dick,
will
he
it cost
stage
for you
time.
To suck a Universal Star dick?
Yeah.
Universal.
Universal.
Because I'm chewing.
Hopefully not on dick.
I feel like it wouldn't be a very big dick, though, so it's fine.
He's got a big, he's like, you got a decent sized mouth. You can fit a dick in that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You could fit like two
honestly,
in there.
I have like a
couple of wangers.
Yeah.
It's weird if I say that I have like a pretty big dick.
No.
No.
I have a great big dick. Like,
how big is she? Yeah. But I mean, when you it comes to your
but
dick sucking, it doesn't matter your dick size.
Yeah.
Because you're the one sucking.
You can't.
I know, but it's related.
What is,
how
what,
is it related?
Wait,
do
Simon,
you suck your own dick?
Simon, what does your girlfriend say every time she sees your dick?
She's like, too big.
Oh, we're having fun.
Ew.
So, I'm like,
I have to go.
Yeah.
New rule on the podcast, all my guests have to be drunk. This is fun.
that's why you had that Texas Mickey of whiskey.
Yeah.
That's hard to say.
Texas Mickey of whiskey.
Yeah, tongue twister, guys. Yeah. Especially if you drink a little damn thing. Yeah, how many dicks could you suck at one time?
Yeah.
A bag?
Perhaps.
Yeah,
like two?
But
we'd start you with
it depends
one.
How big,
on the dick slenderness
how big
and
is a bag of dicks? Though? Like, how many dicks? Like,
guys,
approximately?
Like, I don't,
Jamie,
it
how
depends.
Big is a bag of dicks?
Well, it depends how big the bag is, and it depends how big the dicks are.
Did
okay, so, like, if it was, like,
a
medium-sized bag.
Like a macaroni's?
Oh, yeah, it was a macaroni.
Should I cancel doing the thing? I was going to do a thing at Yellowhead. Should I just cancel it? I'd be there at, like, 7:15. It's, like, 7 right now.
Holy shit. You should go.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely takes longer than 15 minutes to get there.
Okay, I'm not going to make it.
Call
not
it
super
Uber.
Longer. Like, maybe only, like, 20,
like
it, is this a comedy show?
Yeah, it's the comedy show.
Call the booker and tell him to put you late, and then
I already did that
right?
twice. Oh, it, like, it starts at 7:30, I think.
Oh, you'll make it in plenty
you'll
of time.
Fine.
Just let him know.
Yeah,
let him know you're running late. Yeah, you'll get there.
Okay.
You'll get there.
All right, Ubers. I just got my Uber, so I got another 8 minutes.
8 minutes for your Uber?
Which means that it's...
Can you tell us your Uber driver's name?
It's Alex.
What sort of car is he driving?
Mazda CX-5.
Nice.
Oh. Oh, man,
Mazda
you're
driver.
In style. That's
fancy,
nice.
Huh?
Hey, thanks.
Mazda. Really good. That's good.
Tight whips.
I wasn't going to brag unless you guys brought it up, but
no,
yeah,
but
it's a Mazda CX-5.
I guess we did it to ourselves.
That's like 5. That's pretty up there.
You should rate him really badly, just for fun.
Oh, rate?
Yeah, I thought... Maybe you said it wrong. Who knows? That
no,
was a weird
right,
Freudian slip.
Right,
you're like, get
right.
in his pants. He's got a nice car.
You would think that Nick never killed a woman McQuick.
Yeah.
You know how he got his name? The speed and accuracy to which he kills women.
It's either amazing or atrocious. We don't know. You are doing a terrible job of eating an unsliced pizza right now.
I'm really sorry. I'll see you at the show. You can bring that pizza to the show, right?
No, you can bring that pizza to the show.
Well, he like doesn't want to have a Hawaiian
pizza. I'm going to an Uber, yeah.
You could
bring
pizza
some of it
an
to
Uber.
The
and
Uber.
And I have to take the Uber to Empress. I'm going to be walking around all of Edmonton with a fucking unsliced piece of Hawaiian pizza. I'm going to look like a nerd.
Yeah. But
you
hey.
Already look like a nerd. It's fine.
Simon. Simon, you're going to look like a big old dick nerd, okay? You're going to be a big old dick nerd. That's what you're going to do with a pizza. Hawaiian.
Can we end this well?
No.
I thought that was a great way.
No, it
I
comes
thought that
in
was
waves.
Great.
It
you know?
Comes in waves. It really does. So what's your Matthew McConaughey impression like?
All right.
That's exactly
right,
my Stephen
right.
McGovern in every way.
All right.
Okay, well, I could do a few more Edmonton comedian impressions while I'm here.
Okay, sounds good. Let's
but we
do
never
well,
asked
you should
you
do Daryl Mack.
Daryl Mack.
Daryl Mack, I fucking hate women.
Okay, Alex Wharton.
Hey, I'm Hal Schwartz. I'm also known as Badger from Breaking Bad.
Mark okay. McHugh.
Guys, I'm Mark McHugh.
That was better than Universal started.
Really? Yeah.
He tried to do Mark.
Oh, man.
Yo, should I be the next Universal star?
Yeah,
you should be the Universal star.
Can I be your manager and just
you should be the multiversal
star.
Matching suits?
Yeah.
Multiversal
star. Matching oh, my God. We can get matching pantsuits. I'll be your manager. I'll bully
people. I think
for
people. Dudes, they're just called suits.
Or maybe I'll let you be your own manager since you're okay with sucking dick, so it's fine.
Actually, Simon, fuck it. Let's cancel this plan. You be my manager. Okay?
Well, I'm still digesting pantsuits for men are just called suits. The more I think about it, the more right it is.
Sorry.
We'll get matching pantsuits.
You and me, matching pantsuits. That's what we'll get.
I didn't even think of that.
Nobody ever does.
It just came out as pantsuits.
Did Josh die?
Oh, I don't know where he went. He okay. said he something about the phone. Left. No, I think he's just a little awkward. It's fine. He kind of was like, "You can come if you want." He's like super hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to ghost and just be by myself.
I think he's like that too. Also, so.
Guys.
Oh no.
I'm like, man, it would be nice.
I maybe
to
not should
podcast.
Have not said that on the podcast.
This was really fun. I had so much fun. Thanks.
I know
for
you. Laughed.
I had no fun.
Did your face hurt from laughing?
Yeah, I was laughing the whole time.
I know it was really good. We had a really fun time. I was talking to. Patrick Crossman today on set because I'm a big deal, and he was telling me he asked who your guests.
Sorry,
are.
Were you name dropping the Patrick Crossman?
Wait, like
I talked to him, not the Patrick Crossman, the guitar player from Korea, Patrick Crossman, the comedian from Edmonton, and he said the first episode of the podcast he ever listened to was the Simon Glassman one, and he was like, it was really funny, and I'm like, yeah, it's been downhill ever since.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I do. I'm like the Will Hannigan of podcasts, where I just like get in, I do a good job, and then bring it down.
And then you drowned eating the pussy of the podcast.
Yeah. I shouldn't have been drunk during this whole thing.
What would your girlfriend say if she knew how drunk you were doing the podcast?
She'd be like, very sincerely, like, don't be saying stuff like that when it's being recorded. You're an idiot.
Oh, so, Simon, I know that you are a big fan of movies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And there's a movie coming out that I know that you're very excited to see. It's Logan, with your favorite actor portraying Wolverine, Hugh Jackman. What do you expect from this movie?
For one thing, Hugh Jackman is not my favorite actor. He is my least favorite actor. Name a movie that Hugh Jackman was in that was good that wasn't an X-Men or Wolverine-related movie.
The Prestige.
Movie 43.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that was the one answer that was right.
Okay, but that movie was a real dick.
Other
movie.
Than Prestige. You didn't let me finish.
Other than Prestige. Oh, man.
Movie 43.
Are we allowed to do, like... Wolverine movies?
No, those count as X-Men movies.
Those count as X-Men movies. Okay.
Into the microphone.
What was the
was
one?
He in like he that was fountain one that everyone liked?
Miss Saigon?
It's just called The Fountain.
The Fountain? No, that's The Prestige. It's a very nice fountain.
I didn't see it.
Prestige is a very great. It's top fountain.
Kate and Leopold.
The Fountain was after
what
that.
What is Kate
people,
and oh, Leopold?
Look at, are you, you're
people
looking at the list,
that
right?
Fountain.
Yeah.
You can tell that he's never made a good movie outside of X-Men and Prestige. And what that's 20 years of acting in Hollywood movies.
Is he was
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet was a great movie.
Are you talking about the Foot Job documentary?
Yeah, like Les Mis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Les Mis.
Les Mis is pretty.
Les Mis?
Okay. Les Mis was Les Miserable. It was a shitty movie.
When I said Miss Saigon, I meant Les Mis. The other one.
Oh, fuck.
You know, they're musicals. They all kind of are the same, right?
I'm not going to...
Real Steel. Oh, he was in Chappie.
Real Steel was not good.
Chappie was... horrendous.
I don't know. Chappie. Van Helsing. A lot of questions. Like, why did I pay for this?
All right, my Uber's here.
Okay, sounds good. Do you have
Rips
any parting words for the fans? Any like social media or anything?
Fuck Sublime. Fuck Hugh Jackman. Fuck everybody made playful impressions of. I meant it 100%. It was not playful. It was because I hate you. Who else did we talk about?
Jurassic Park.
Universal Star.
Universal Star. Fuck Universal Star. You can suck it.
Yeah, The Fly. Jeff Goldblum.
Yep.
All right, that's that one actually cool with me. All right, I'm out.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
So
Thanks, having me. What
having me. Away I go.
Bye, Grandpa.
Exit stage left.
Get home safe.
Thanks, man. Have a good one. Have fun at the brew show.
Say hi to Grandma for me.
Yeah. This is how it gets edited. Bye. Bye. We edited this out. We're pulling it all. Say, Sasha, we asked you like what, a question?
Yeah.
Asked you like one question?
Just one.
It's been a great interview.
That's a bun.
Yeah?
One of which I objected to.
Which one?
Answer.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Oh, the Spider-Man one. Yeah.
I object.
Yeah?
Too fucking bad, Tom.
Like, I just feel like I was talking to him and I was like, Tobey Maguire is like the poor man's Topher Grace. They just should have had Topher Grace do it in the first place instead of bringing him in the third
Topher
one.
Grace would have made a great Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire is just the worst.
What is a Topher?
You know Eric from That 70s Show?
Yeah, I know. But what is a Topher?
It's his name.
It's like a gopher in a tea hat.
Yeah, I was thinking like a sofa gopher.
I'm going to look it up on Behind the Name.
Behind, okay.
And Christopher.
Behind the Name.
Oh, it's short of Christopher.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Hey. The other half. There's Chris and Topher.
You know how we
confirm short form of Christopher.
Wow.
Really?
I've never. Wow.
Wow. That's like.
I like
his
that.
His parents must have done so much yoga.
Like, so much. His parents were. They like. He
you
seems like.
You know that
because
they probably also had dreadlocks too.
Yeah,
and don't you guys all hang out together? Like all the annoying people with dreads, like
dreadlock
meet
meeting.
Together every.
Yeah, we would.
You
had
a hacky
you
sack.
Know what that, you know what
together?
That meeting was called? Burning Man.
Burning Man.
You just hacky sacked your day away.
It's one of my thousand laughs.
I know.
Oh my God.
Like a slow boiling pot of.
Okay, guys, music is done by Ben Sounds. Go check out the Facebook page for all of our live podcasts and giveaways. Follow us on Twitter to get the fastest updates. And please give us some stars on iTunes. Hey, guys, thank you so much for listening to this. We had an amazing time making it, and I hope you guys enjoyed it half as much as we do. Keep on listening to podcasts in the free world. Good night or morning. Uh-oh.
Okay, knock, knock, guys.
That's a normal thing.